Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's Commissioner Cooper, and it's time for TSS Fantasy. It's Commissioner Cooper, and it's time.
How the fuck you got me up this damn early, Jason?
It's time.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen, it's Commissioner Cooper, and you're waking up with TSS Fantasy.
Yeah.
It's time.
Oh, wrong.
I like that one.
Yeah, you got to give it the CBS Sunday morning feel. All right, so I know I'm probably hearing it in our voices. Everyone's obviously, probably you all, everyone's sleeping probably right now. It's early. You know, we just went over the weekend. It's still Christmas weekend, though, so we're still here and celebrating with you guys. We appreciate you waking up with us, and let's get started with the intros. Welcome to the studio, Fred the Jester Reyes.
Good morning, everyone. It's Fred the Jester Reyes. Hope you guys had a Merry Christmas and soon to be Happy New Year. Football was great yesterday. A lot of good games, good stuff coming up. Can't wait to talk about it.
Indeed, indeed. Yeah, a lot of good stuff. And again, hope you all enjoyed your Christmas. Hope you all checked out the Christmas special we had as well. That was a really good time.
That was fun.
I want to thank all of our special guests that came on, including Santa and the Grinch. Can't beat that. Visit us, tssfantasy.com. All of our rankings are up. They're not quite up to date because of some COVID issues and injuries. I will have to update those this morning. So give us a minute to fill those out. Visit Belly Up Sports Podcast Network. All of great podcasts on there, from wrestling to racing. We got it all for you. So don't forget to visit all of the great podcasts on there. Also, today is Sunday. So again, you're waking up belly up this morning. We got us from 8 to 9 a.m. Don't forget, after us, it's 9 to 10 a.m. Bears pregame show with Coach Steve. Also from 10 to 11, 4th and 4, with our boys DJ and Kelsey and Zach. Also, the Rough Cut at 11 to 12, and Dan Maynard finishes your fantasy questions from 12 to 11 a.m. Waking up, belly up, we are the fantasy show of the people.
The people. Let's go. I'm ready.
All right, let's get it started. We're going to start today off with a little bit. Now, he's not here tonight, but and I didn't stay at Holiday Express last night, but we're going to play Doctor this morning. Let's have a Dr. Miller house call. He's the one to call Dr. Miller. He's the one to make you feel all right. He's the one to call Dr. Miller. He's going to be your Frankenstein. I got one. Yeah, a little rock and roll wake you up.
I like that.
That's how we do it. All right, so we got Dalvin Cook. He is out this game. Let's go through we're going to go over the COVID list first. So Dalvin Cook is out for this game. Travis Kelce was listed as questionable, but I just got word this morning that he is actually upgraded off of that, so he will be eligible to play today. Not the same for his teammate Harrison Butker, the kicker. He's actually out. So I know a lot of us don't pay attention to kickers mostly, but that could be important. Any points matter. You're in your conference championship probably this week, so important points all the way around. Austin Eckler is out today. Again, wow. Big names out during playoffs. Unprecedented as far as fantasy is concerned. last year when we dealt with COVID, it was in the beginning of the season. You know, we were kind of ready for it. You know, we had little measures set in place. All of a sudden, this is starting to hit during the playoffs. Like, woof, I mean, that's crazy. So a lot of teams, tough indeed. A lot of teams that have been doing well during the season have struggled now during the playoffs because those good players now, because of COVID and other reasons, are out. So Austin Eckler out today. Justin Jackson will be your starter. So make sure you pick him up if you have if you haven't already or he's available. Taysom Hill is going to be out Monday night. Also, the backup Trevor Siemian is going to be out. So if you have Miami's defense, boy, you're going to eat this Monday night. Because, look, the bottom line is Miami's already blitzing a lot as it is. So you can imagine with a third and string quarterback, they're going to bring the heat on Monday night. So that's going to be exciting. We'll talk about that later. Rashawn Stevenson, he is out today. Or excuse me, Ramondre Stevenson, he's out today. With Damian Harris hobbled with his hamstring. Brandon Bolden also questionable. We'll talk about that in a minute. So the Patriots backfield in a flux in a key AFC East matchup, which I can't wait for today because the Dolphins are on Monday night. So I get full pay attention to that game. So I'm excited for that one, actually. Allen Robinson also out with COVID. You know, not that you're playing him, but, you know, he's out. Brandon Cooks is out. Now, you might be playing him. Yeah, that sucks. He's been hot, you know, especially down the stretch. So, yeah. Jalen Guyton also out. Jared Goff is out. Wow. Kendrick Bourne is out. Also,
half the show is about injuries and COVID.
We could go on and on.
It's
COVID.
Terrible.
Right. It really is. Tyler Huntley is out. Now we'll talk about that. That's a big impact game for the Ravens because now you had Lamar Jackson already out with his ankle. Now this backup who had a good week last week comes out now with COVID. So you have a third string, QB coming in with the Baltimore. And again, Bengals defense has been good all year. This is not your daddy's Bengals team. So, again, another good defense maybe to start today against an offense that struggled anyway as it was. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes today. So, yeah, talked about Jalen Guyton already. He's out. Goff, whatever. It's the Lions, so it's not that, you know, not a big impact. But Josh Reynolds also questionable today. When we talk about injuries, we'll bring that up. Gabriel Davis, he's been hot as of late. He's out today. Also, Cole Beasley. So we're talking about that AFC East matchup. Now they have two receivers that are out. Laviska Shenault, again, he might not be starting him, but he's out with COVID. Also, we have to mention at least the coaches, Serrani, and also your boy, out due to COVID today. So, again, the coaches do matter sometimes. So just something to monitor.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about the injuries. We talked about already Leonard Fournette. He's on the IR, so Ronald Jones would be your starter. They're going against the Panthers, so not a great matchup, but, you know, it's still the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I mean, it's still a good offense, still Tom Brady, even though his weapons are a little depleted. But, you know, again, still like Rojo. He's still like a starting running back in this league, so, you know, you got to put him out there, I think. Let's see. We're talking about the Bucs, Mike Evans, he's out with his hamstring. So, with Godwin on the IR, Antonio Brown to the rescue. All of a sudden, all that talk about them getting rid of him.
That ceased really quickly, didn't it? Like, yeah, you know, the morality went out the window. Like,
yeah, yeah. They put their arm around Antonio. Hey, what's up, buddy? It's all good. So he's back, and he, you know, him and Brady have that connection. We'll see. He's been out for a minute, though. I mean, he's got to see a lot of targets, I would assume, but he's been out a while, so that's also it. So how good a shape is he in? That'll come into question. We'll see how that plays out today. Again, Panthers, pretty decent matchup. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Teddy Bridgewater, concussion. He is out today. Again, the Broncos offense has been really struggling as it is, but, you know, you'll see it more predicated in the run game. But we'll see. Maybe this opens things up. You know, maybe what's their backup? I forgot already.
Denver?
Yeah.
Luck? We're going with Luck today.
Is it?
Drew Lock.
There it is. I'm sorry. I forgot who. I mean, I just forgot who it was. So Drew
Locke. That's sad. We just forgot about Drew Locke. We talked to him before the season. Now you just.
I know. We totally. We'll see, though. Let's see. Maybe he comes out today and you know, plays gangbusters.
Today's the day to redeem himself. He wants, you know, a job next year. Show that you can still play some football. Let's go.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why you definitely want to show out right before the end of the season. All right. So Andy Dalton is out today with his hand and groin. The reason why I made note of that is because also Justin Fields is questionable today. So that could, you know, you could be seeing
Nick Foles with the start.
Right? So but it could be seeing Nick Foles today. Who knows? Again, could, you know, if you need to stream Nick Foles, though, in your conference championships, I feel for you. But some of us are in, like, you know, I know some people have the two QB league, stuff like that. Nick Foles is serviceable. I just don't necessarily like the matchup for him today. All right, we'll talk about some other guys. Sterling Shepard, we talked about him earlier in the week. He's out with the IR with his Achilles. You know, could be career threatening for him. Pat Freiermuth is out today with a concussion. Darren Waller, you know, again, doubtful, knee and back, still the same injury. He's been kind of fighting it. Your boy Jameson Crowder is doubtful today. And the key matchup
for you guys, the race for the top three pick.
This is like if there was a toilet bowl, today would be it. No, I think it was last week when the Jags faced the Texans. I think that was more the toilet bowl, but I'll give you Jets a little more credit than that. We talked about the Lions earlier, injuries. Swift might play today. He's got a shoulder, he's still battling that shoulder injury. But he may end up cracking the field. Jamal Williams is back, too. So, again, the Lions' running game is back, although they don't really have a big QB at the helm. Not that, again, you're trying to start any Lions anyway, but just to bring
the only Lion that's worthy was, what, Hockenson? And he's been on IR, so.
Right. And that Craig Reynolds, you know, he had a in fairness and give him a little credit, he had a decent game, you know, when it was no Swift and no Jamal Williams. So, but again, now with Jamal Williams back, Swift almost back, I definitely think it's okay to drop Craig Reynolds. Antonio Gibson is questionable today with a toe injury. Damian Harris, also questionable. We talked about that a minute ago in this key matchup. N'Keal Harry as well, questionable. DJ Moore, hamstring. He's questionable, again, against this Bucks matchup. We talked about Brandon Bolden, knee, he being questionable already. Kadarius Toney, oblique quad. He's questionable today. Adam Thielen still may come battling back from that ankle injury. Josh Reynolds still, again, talking about the Lions. Don't need to really talk about that too much. And going back to kicker news, a kicker that's been hot as of late, and a lot of people do have. So, again, got to pay attention. Nick Folk is questionable today with a knee injury. So it might be something I might monitor. Again, I know we're not big on kickers, but, hey, you know, we got to bring it up to you. Yeah. All right. So let's talk about something that might be a little more key. Let's talk about today's weather report. It's going to be.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, that's smooth grooving in the morning.
I'm saying. I mean, it's waking up on a Sunday.
It's getting into that time of year where that weather comes into play, boy.
Yeah, I know. Indeed. Out there. Indeed. I mean, to be honest, though, not a lot today, though, when you look at it. The first game they pulled up was Detroit at Atlanta. Obviously in a dome, so not a big deal there. The Ravens at the Bengals. Now, this one's at 48 degrees, partly cloudy, 2-mile-an-hour wind. So not a lot of wind, a little chilly, but a nice day. Partly cloudy skies out, so not a big factor in this ball game. Again, this is, I think, like the Bengals a lot. We'll talk about the matchup in a little while, but I like the Bengals to really run roughshod on the Ravens today. The next one is the Rams and the at the Vikings. Again, that one's in a dome, so who cares? Now, here's the matchup we were talking about, the Bills at the Patriots. 38 degrees, so it's definitely a lot more chilly, mostly cloudy, and 9-mile-an-hour winds. So looks like a little overcast kind of day in New England, a little chilly, a little bit of wind. Kind of good kind of day to run the football still, but not as bad as the first matchup. And again, the Bills are going to want to smack New England in the mouth today. So, you know, we'll see how that plays out. Again, really excited to see that particular matchup. All right, let's go to the game of the day. Now, this is what really football and really get down to the X's and O's of what makes great football. The Jacksonville Jaguars go to New York to face the New York Jets. It's 46 degrees, clear skies today, 11-mile-an-hour wind. So nothing too crazy, but the wind is getting up there a little bit, so it might affect a little bit of play. But other than that, you know, it looks like clear sailing for the AFC Championship preview.
You know, I don't know about Jacksonville coming in the cold weather, but I don't know if I want my Jets to win any more games now.
Jeez. That's like the worst. That's the worst.
I hate it.
And you know, I was at that feeling that earlier this season, and then you know, Miami on the street. But again, we'll talk about that matchup, the Monday night, a little bit. But I'm waiting for that foot to drop. It's so, yeah, as a Dolphins fan, I already know what's coming. That perennial other foot, like, here you go. You're not that good. Boom.
Out of the blue, something happened, like a third-string quarterback beating you.
In Philly today, the Giants go to Philly. It is 47 degrees, clear skies. 9-mile-an-hour winds today. So, again, nice day out, a little chilly, good for football, though, nothing really affecting gameplay. The Bucs go to Carolina in our next matchup, 69 degrees, a little bit better weather, clear skies, 4-mile-an-hour winds today.
That's in Carolina? Damn, from Carolina to New York is only a few hours. That's 20-degree difference.
I know. That's crazy. All right, let's go to the Rams at Houston. It's 72 degrees there, mostly cloudy, winds 10 miles an hour. So we're starting to get a little warm there still in Houston, 72 degrees. Again, wind not really going to affect it too much. You know, good conditions for the Houston.
Oh, yeah. You kind of confused me. You said Rams at Houston. I said, what happened?
Oh, my bad. Chargers, LA. My bad. I saw LA. I just went Rams. My bad. All right. So, Bears at Seahawks.
Weather.
Yeah. 27 degrees. Overcast. Ooh, chilly. Overcast, and it's 11-mile-an-hour wind. So not only is it cold, but you're going to have a decent little wind going in Seattle.
That one I might watch just for the weather, because I'm looking at the updated weather report, and it, like you said, it's 27 degrees, but it's going to snow.
Isn't
from
saying snow.
11 a.m. through 4 p.m.
Wow. So that's, it's supposed to start. The game time is at 4:05 Eastern. So I wonder if they're able to get it off the field in time.
That's going to be awesome. If it sails all the way to 4 o'clock, I'm going to see the snow. I'm going to watch that pathetic game just to watch it.
Right, exactly. That's what I love to see, is the snow on the field. That's what I'm looking for anyway. So, yeah, I hope it does remain that way. And just like you said.
And then, you know, the snow hits the floor. It says real field, 20 degrees. So it gets hard quick. You slide. Ooh. Oh my God, that's football.
Yeah, that is football, and probably a good game set for David Montgomery. You know, they do like to run the ball with him, so you know, we'll talk about that in a minute. Next game, Steelers at KC, 55 degrees. It is overcast there. The winds 15 miles an hour, so that's definitely gonna affect the kickers. Remember, Butker's out get this game, so you probably expect KC to go for two every time. I can guarantee that's probably going to happen today, unless they've signed a kicker, which you know I might not have known about, but probably expect that. And again, might want to see a lot more stuff on the ground, or the short intermediate passes. Travis Kelce activated today, so he should have a good game. You expect to see a lot of passes to him. The next one, Denver at the Raiders. That's in a dome, so who cares? Washington at Dallas, 73 degrees, partly cloudy, winds 13 miles an hour. So winds may play a factor, but they're in that kind of dome slash outside deal. So I don't think that's really going to play much of a factor at all. Miami goes to New Orleans, America's team, on Monday night for America to watch, going to New Orleans. That's in a dome, so no one cares. All right.
In a dome.
So we are going to take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time. We're going to go ahead and break down our Christmas games and do our Sunday breakdown. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. It's Commissioner Cooper from TSS Fantasy. We are the fantasy show of the people, and our network, the Belly Up Sports Podcast Network, is no different. So we teamed up with our friends from Manscaped to give back to the people for an exciting holiday giveaway. We want you to look and feel smooth this holiday season. So we're giving away the Manscaped 4.0 Performance Package. And all you have to do is go to our Facebook page at Belly Up Sports, give us a like, and that well-deserved 5-star review, and you're entered to win. It's as simple as grandma's holiday pie, and who knows what holiday and magic awaits once those ornaments are looking shiny and new again. So what are you waiting for? Give us a like, that well-deserved 5-star review, and you could be belly up all holiday season.
All right, Fred, I know it's early. I know it's early.
It's early, man.
I got to ask. You know what? I think, though, as I've learned to do these video type things, I've already decided in the off season we're going to make like a tape of you few different dances, and I'm just going to make a video, and we'll ask him, or I'm just going to play. I'll be like, it's a Sunday break then. And just have you up there dancing, bro. All right, so, well, I don't have it yet, so it's time. We're going to do this Sunday, or excuse me, the Saturday and the Sunday breakdown. It is Christmas jammies still. I love it.
I'm still in the Christmas jammies here, you know?
I love it. I absolutely love it.
I gotta say something. I kind of like Christmas Eve being on Friday because I can stay lazy the extra day.
Yeah, listen.
And watch football on my bed. Like, what?
I mean, this has been a great holiday weekend with the football. And usually it's just basketball on Christmas. So that's why yesterday I was like, basketball is kind of afterthought for me. I hate to say that, but I was literally like, just where's the football?
But it worked because I was like, commercial flip.
Right. you could work it that way. I was on video games and football. That was pretty much it.
Gotcha.
All right, so let's go over Saturday's game. Let's go. The first one was good. They both were pretty decent, but Green Bay and the Browns. Let's just say this off the rip. 4 interceptions for Baker Mayfield, bro. We've talked about him 100 times, but this is his last season in Cleveland. I don't see how they keep him. So we talked about it, and not even just 4 interceptions, but in the worst inopportune times. Like, this is just seems like his MO. He had 222 yards, 2 TDs, but we said the 4 picks. Nick Chubb still doing Nick Chubb thing. 17 carries, 126 yards, a TD. He had 3 receptions for 58 yards. So big, big day for Chubb if you had him. Yep. Jarvis Landry, 4 receptions, 55 yards. Higgins, 5 yards, 58 yards receptions. Dearness Johnson, he also put in 58 yards on the ground, a reception with 8 yards. Excuse me, Aaron Rodgers, 202 yards, 3 touchdowns, didn't run anything. Aaron Jones, 12 runs, 66 yards. A.J. Dillon, 9 carries, 41 yards. Kind of surprising to me. I thought A.J. Dillon would emerge as the season got further, but he seems to be taking a step back. Devontae Adams doing his thing, 10 receptions, 114 yards, 2 touchdowns. We did have Alan Lazard do 2 receptions, 45 yards and a touchdown. Aaron Jones, 5 receptions for 21 yards. So for PPR, Aaron Jones had a decent day as well. Fred, what's your thoughts on this matchup?
Man, I watched the whole game. It was a good game. I seen Chubb doing what Chubb does. I mean, he's really good. You know, this is more about Baker Mayfield to me, man. His quarterback rating was, what, 55? He got sacked 5 times. I used to remember when he was mobile, he was able to run around a little bit. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it's his line or he's just holding the ball too long. I mean, Green Bay, and look, you had every opportunity to beat the Green Bay Packers and stay in the playoff hunt. You just can't. And I seen a couple of his interceptions. Man, he was throwing them high. He was just totally off, or he would just totally miss the receiver. It was bad. And like you said, this might be Baker Mayfield's last hurrah in Cleveland. I don't know. He's not doing himself no favors. I like Jarvis Landry. He had a few receptions, but he did have 7 targets. So that was cool. Higgins did good. Like I said, everybody did decently. The 4 interceptions just killed you.
Baker
got 2 points.
Yeah, I think this is his last hurrah in Cleveland. Like I said, inopportune times constantly with Baker Mayfield. Just no bueno. All right, let's go on to the other game. A game I wasn't surprised about, but a little surprised that the Cardinals' offense still continues to struggle a bit, even though, you know, with D-Hop gone, I still thought, you know, Christian Kirk, A.J. Green, I think this happened last year too down the stretch where they struggle a little bit, you know, going down to the stretch. Colts win 22-16. Carson Wentz, 225 yards, 2 touchdowns, ran for 4 yards. Not much to note there. Jonathan Taylor, you know, it looked like the Cardinals were really stuffing him a lot. You know, I think they was a stat. He had the most times he had been hit behind the line this season. But at 27 carries, 108 yards still. So he still had a decent game for you. Other than that, Michael Pittman, 8 receptions for 82 yards. T.Y. Hilton emerged with 51 yards and a touchdown. And we all saw the big show, Mo Alley Cox, running down the sideline with that big restriction he had. Again, talk about the Cardinals offense still struggling. Kyler Murray, 245 yards and a TD. He did run, though, for 74 yards. So for fantasy purposes, pretty decent game for him. Chase Edmonds, without James Conner there, 56 yards and a TD, 8 receptions, 71 yards. Fred, your thoughts on that game?
I watched this game in total. I had Jonathan Taylor and Kyler Murray playing last night. So, I watched this game. Jonathan Taylor, it's sad to say he had pedestrian numbers, because if you break 100 yards, everybody's happy. But for Jonathan Taylor, it seems like it's not good enough anymore when he breaks 100 yards with no touchdown and he didn't have a catch. But hey, Indianapolis played a really good game. Kyler Murray, I can't really complain. Yeah, he didn't throw for 300-400 yards, but he didn't make no mistakes, and he did run the ball well. The reason Arizona lost this game, besides missing 2 field goals, an extra point, and giving up a safety, is because, yo, they had a lot of penalties. I watched the offensive line false start so many times. It was just sad. Chase Edmonds came back and he held his own, man. He had 16 carries, plus he had 8 of 9 receptions, 9 targets, 8 receptions. So he did his thing. And Zach Ertz did his thing. So there's, you know, you can't. It was a great game. Nobody lost the game. The ones who lost the game was probably the offensive line for the Arizona Cardinals. And the coach was talking this morning about you cannot lose the game yourself. Don't lose the game. You're supposed to win the game. And that's what lost the game, was the penalties.
Yeah, you can't shoot yourself in the foot, especially in the NFL, because, you know, it's any even given Sunday in the NFL. So, you know, you keep shooting yourself in the foot, good teams are going to beat you. They're going to find a way, of course. You know, we've all seen that before, where teams just hang around. And if you let them, they're going to come back and win it if you, you know, give them the opportunity. So that's what happens. All right, let's go on to our present day breakdown. The Giants at the Eagles will start with today. Again, we talked about the weather not being a big factor today. We'll talk about the defenses, and as far as fantasy goes, on the Eagles side, fantasy-wise, they are 21st against fantasy quarterbacks. They are 22nd against fantasy running backs, 3rd versus fantasy receivers, and a depleted receiving board. So that will continue. 30th against the tight end. The Giants are 20th against fantasy QBs, 24th against the running back, 19th versus receiver and 16th versus the tight end. Who do you like, sir, in this matchup? Give me a winner. And by the way, the Eagles are favored by 10 in this matchup. So give me a winner and give me some fan, some guys on both sides you like.
Eagles are going to win. they started Jake Fromm today. So imagine you're starting your third string quarterback for the Giants. You don't really have a good chance. And you're playing in Philadelphia, where it's always tough to play. I like Jalen Hurts, of course. Devonta Smith, they should have big days.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
On the Giants side, I don't even know who to pick. I don't want to say Kenny Galladay's. I just don't see the Giants doing anything, to be honest with you. I can't pick any certain player. You know, this important game for Philadelphia, because you know how Nick always talks about the ticket prices? The lowest ticket price is $112.
That is big. Well, they're in the playoff hunt, so.
Yeah, that's big. So they're in the playoff hunt, and they must win this game. I was going to say that, but yeah, you definitely in the hunt.
Yeah, I like the Eagles as well. As far as the Giants go, you can really. So I would say maybe Saquon. I mean, we got to talk about somebody in there.
You have to pick somebody.
And possibly today, Evan Engram. You might see him today. Again, the Eagles are 30th against fantasy tight ends, so he could pop up and surprise you today. With a surprise touchdown. So watch out for that. And again, the Eagles, yeah. Miles Sanders, Jordan Howard. Who's going to be the running back? They've been trying to establish that run, so I do like one of them. At least one of them is shy today. Who knows? Devonta Smith might get something down the field as well. Let's go on to that big matchup we talked about earlier: the Jags at the Jets. The Jets favored by 1.5 today. The Jets defensively 25th against fantasy quarterbacks, dead last against fantasy running backs. They are 8th against fantasy tight ends, receivers, and 27th versus tight ends. The Jags side, they are 16th versus fantasy QBs, 23rd versus the running backs, 21st versus receiver, and 15th for the tight end. Give me some guys you like, and who do you like in the matchup?
James Robinson is probably going to run all over the Jets defense, to be honest with you. And on the other side, you have to go with either – I mean, we need Michael Carter to have a decent game. If anything, him and Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence, they need to show why they were number one and number two pick, show that they made progress throughout the season, not make too many mistakes. I mean, that's what the season was all about initially, right? We knew neither team was going to make the playoffs, but you want to see progress. And just as a comparison, tickets are low as $15. But yeah, I'm going to go with both the quarterbacks, Michael Carter Smith and James Robinson. They got to play ball today.
Yeah, I like James Robinson. He's actually our number one after obviously the other games have played. He's our number one tight end going into Sunday and Monday. So we do like James Robinson a lot. Overall, I like the Jets D. Again, they've seen spurts. Jags D also too. So this is going to be an interesting matchup, to say the least. But I like the Jets in the matchup, and I think their defense will shut down Trevor Lawrence for the most part. So, but I do like James Robinson today. All right, let's go on to the Lions at the Falcons. So this is another pivotal game in the NFC anyway. The Falcons, it surprises me the Falcons are favored so much, 6.5, which surprises me. because the Lions are scrappy. You know, they're a good, scrappy football team. Let's fantasy-wise, the Falcons are 31st against fantasy QBs. They're 25th versus the running backs. They are 29th versus receiver, 22nd versus the tight end. On the Lions side, they're 17th versus fantasy QBs, 31st against fantasy running backs. So you should see a good day from Cordell Patterson. 17th against the receivers and 21st versus the tight ends. Who do you like in the matchup? And give me some guys you like.
I'm going to go with I don't know. I just don't like Atlanta anymore. I mean, they got a nice little offense. Matt Ryan's going to throw the ball. We have Cordero Patterson. Got to start him. He does everything, touch, receive. Kyle Pitts should have a decent game. On the other end, Goff only has Swift and St. Brown. I like St. Brown, though. He's coming on real strong. I would definitely start him. He already has 65 receptions and just in a limited amount of games. So I'm going with the Lions today. I don't think they're going to lose by 7. I mean, I'm going to go with them just to go with them. And I think you got to start Cordero Patterson and St. Brown.
Yeah, I like the Lions against the spread. I like them straight up, too. I mean, the Falcons struggle. You know, we've noted it many times. You talked about it before, too. I mean, Matt Ryan's always been a fantasy darling. You know, he's that guy that no matter what, you always pick him up because he does a decent job. You know, today, you know, again, the scrappy Lions defense, they're 17th against fantasy QBs. I like them to come out strong. Again, I do see Cordell Patterson. I like your call on Mon St. Brown. They are 29th against fantasy receivers, and you don't have Josh Reynolds today. For whomever the hell their quarterback is. So you pretty much have Amon St. Brown going to be seeing a lot of targets today, you know, against a pretty, you know, not so good Falcons defense. So we'll look at that. Yeah. All right, let's go to an actual good matchup. The Bills at the Patriots. And again, if you're an AFC East fan, you know, you've been waiting for this one. You know, I think just in football fan in general, because of the way the Patriots played last game, they didn't look so good last game. The Bills didn't look so good last. So you know they're going to want to come out strong. Bills at the Patriots, Pats are favored by 2.5. We know about these defenses already, but let's talk about it real quick. The Bills are number one against fantasy QBs. They are 18th versus running backs, number one versus fantasy receivers, fourth versus tight ends. Patriots are 2 versus fantasy QBs, 19th versus the run, 4th versus fantasy receivers, number 1 against fantasy tight ends. Boy, oh boy, this is going to get nice and dirty today. Good defense is going at it. Tell me who you like in the matchup and some fantasy guys you like.
Oh, man, fantasy offensively, last time this game was played, I picked Josh Allen, and he did not do anything. And what, Mac Jones threw for 3 passes last time they played. I think you're going to see the same thing. I think you're going to see, well, definitely from New England, you're going to see a lot of running the ball and hard-nosed defense. That's what it is. So let's go with Damian Harris. And on Buffalo, I think you got to stick with Josh Allen anyway. He's still going to throw the ball, but he'll still scramble, run, you know, and get his few yards. This is the game which is really exciting for me. I really want to watch it. I mean, it's in our division. And it's just going to be a good game. Sometimes I enjoy, even though I hate both of these teams, I really enjoy watching good football. So,
yeah,
it's a good football game.
I actually have the opposite opinion of you. I think the Buffalo Bills got smacked in the mouth the last game. It was a man-type game where they just buckled down, New England smacked them right in the mouth.
Right.
They've been itching for this football game. I like Josh Allen to bounce back big in this game. I think the Bills D is going to bounce back. I like the Bills big in this game today.
Big? It's in New England.
I like it big in New England. I like the Bills big today, calling that one. So,
real quick. Look how important this game is. The cheapest seat right now is $156.
Woo! Let's go. So you mentioned Damian Harris. Remember, he's hobbled by a hamstring. So even if he does go, he's hobbled. Brandon Bolden's hobbled. No Ramondre Stevenson. So how are they going to establish the run? That's the question to me. Then you have, you know, you go back, the receivers are hurt. Again, I like the Bills big. I like the D big. Again, all day, like the Bills, and I like everybody on the Bills. Oh, Emmanuel Sanders was a guy I want to mention. If he does go today without Gabriel Davis in – Somebody you might want to plug and play could be a decent flex matchup for you today. All right, let's go to the next matchup, Bucks at Panthers. The Bucks today, you know, again, they've been hobbled a bit. They're favored still 10 points in Carolina. The Bucks D 24th against fantasy QBs, 4th against running backs, 10th versus receivers, 17th versus the tight end. Panthers 7th against fantasy QBs, 8th versus running back, 7th versus receiver, 10th versus tight end. Very good overall defense. What are your thoughts on this matchup? Who do you like?
You gotta start the regular culprits. You gotta start the Brady. You gotta start whoever they start at receiver. So if Godwin and for Antonio Brown, you gotta start him. He's probably the best receiver out there, only receiver out there. I think Carolina, they're starting Sam Darnold. Am I right?
I actually did not hear that.
I was reading something earlier, but I don't care who they start anyway. I was just trying to be nice. don't start any of the quarterbacks. Start whoever runs the ball for Carolina. I don't. This game really doesn't interest me. I think it's a bounce back game for the Bucks, and I think this is their way to. All right, let's get back in our groove now. We got 3 games left. Let's get ready for the playoffs.
The game's interesting for me because, you know, you're saying, you know, let's get ready for the playoffs, blah, blah. But, you know, you got no Leonard Fournette. You got, you know, it's Ronald Jones.
The team is out, yeah.
this is going to be an interesting game. I don't think it's going to be easy by no. And, again, you know, Brady struggles when teams bring pressure. So this could be a game to watch out for. You watch out for Brady to struggle a little bit today with less weapons, less of a running game. We'll see, though. It is still Tom Brady, so we'll see how it goes.
And it's still favored by 10, so.
Right. There's not, right, exactly. But I would say if I'm betting, you know, it could be something you might want to go Panthers.
Panthers with the points, you know.
Yeah, see, not bad. All right, so let's go on to our next matchup. The Chargers at the Texans. Chargers are favored in this matchup by 10. Again, seems to be a theme today. Fantasy-wise, the Chargers are 13th against fantasy QBs, 28th versus running backs, 2nd versus receivers, dead last against fantasy tight ends. We talked about Brevin Jordan a few times this year. This might be a Brevin Jordan signing today. Texans against fantasy QBs, 8th, 29th versus the running back, 16th versus receiver, and 23rd versus the tight end. Who you like in the matchup? And give me some fantasy guys.
Herbert, of course. No Eckler. No. You have to go. I think it's Keenan Allen day all day today. You have no Mike Williams. You have no Eckler. Justin Johnson. Justin Jackson. You could plug in. Yeah, Justin Jackson. But I think it's all Keenan Allen. Herbert to Allen. Now I will start David Mills because he hasn't played bad football. They need to keep up. So, hey, why not plug in Mills? I know he's missing his best receiver in Cooks. That really hurts the fantasy world because Cooks has been lighting it up. He's been doing really well every time he's on the field. But, yeah, I'll go with Davis Mills, Justin Herbert, and Keenan Allen, and I'm taking the Chargers, and they might take the spread of 11 because it's just like – that's what it is. They need the win.
I like the Chargers. I like them, you know, to take the points. Their defense, fantasy, and I will say, though, I think the Texans a little underrated as far as defensive. Again, 8th versus fantasy QBs. So, it could be Mike Williams, could be Keenan Allen. We'll see. But there's going to be somebody that's going to step up. Justin Jackson, though.
I know Mike Williams is out. I had to take him off my list, my fantasy team. I said Keenan Allen all day.
I missed him on the injury report. 29th, the Texans, though, against fantasy running backs. So, Justin Jackson, good play today. Ravens at the Bengals. We've talked about this earlier a little bit with no Justin Jackson, no Tyler Huntley. The Bengals fantasy against fantasy QBs are 9th. So it's not going to be a good day for the Ravens offensively. 9th. Bengals are also 9th versus running back, 15th versus receiver, 25th for this tight end. So Mark Andrews could have a decent day today. Ravens defensively 27th versus the fantasy QB, 12th versus running back, 26th versus receiver, and 28th versus the tight end. Who do you like? Oh, and the Bengals are favored by 3, which I think should be more. I like them a lot. Who do you like in this matchup? And give me some fantasy guys you're looking at.
Who's even starting for Baltimore?
I don't even know. Josh Johnson, I believe.
That's right. Obviously, this is a big game. When you looked at it before if you just looked at the game and seen Ravens and Bengals, you were like, oh, this is going to be a good game. I feel bad for the Ravens. They're both 8-6. They're both going fighting for their playoff lives, and you lose your first and second string quarterback. So you definitely want to go with Joe Burrow. You want to go with Ja'Marr Chase. You got to start Andrews and Mixon. It's just the regular culprits. And defensively, you might want to start the Cincinnati Bengals. Like I said, it's a third string quarterback. Why not go for it? And it's in Cincinnati.
Right. Yeah, there's some good defensive options today to stream, to say the least, because of the COVID and because of the injury situation. So please monitor that. Also, again, this is conference championship. Don't be afraid. As they say, no risk it, no biscuit. You got to win today. You got to win today. So make those moves if you need to. Next matchup. Now, this is a good, juicy one. This is another one I want to see today. The Rams go to the Vikings. And, you know, the Rams are favored in this game by 3.5, but even in our little pool, which, by the way, if you're playing in the Juice World pool, the commissioner is in the lead. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew that. The Rams at the Vikings, and even in the pool today, the commish went with the Vikings. I just got a feeling that the Minnesota Vikings are going to upset the Rams today. Minnesota is that team that's helter-skelter. They're one team one week. They're another team the next. Today, it's that good team I think is going to show up. Defensively, though, they are 28th versus fantasy quarterbacks, 21st versus running backs, dead last against receivers, and 11th versus the tight end. On the Rams side, 4th against fantasy quarterbacks, 15th versus the running backs, 12th versus receiver, and 13th versus tight end. Who do you like in the game? And give me some fantasy guys.
I'm with you. I'm going to watch this game. This is a very interesting game. I like watching Minnesota and the Rams. I like their offenses. Stafford, you got to start. Cousins, you got to start. Cousins is no slouch. He only threw 6 interceptions all year with 29 touchdowns. So I hate when people act like he's a scrub. He is not a scrub. Let's just call it what it is. This game, Madison. Dalvin Cook is out, right? Got to start Madison, guys. He always does well. You got to start Cup, of course. So every offensive player on both these teams, you have to start. Defensively, I would stay away. The only other thing is I want to watch this game. Vikings are fighting for their playoff lives. They're 7-7. And at home, they're 4-2. So it's not going to be an easy out for the Rams.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, like I said, I like the Vikings and the upset in this today. Again,
I agree.
You're right. As far as defensively, throw it out the window. I think they're just going to go back and forth offensively, and we're going to see some good fantasy production, especially against Cooper Kupp and Van Jefferson, OBJ against the dead last ranked defense against fantasy receivers. So watch out for that matchup today. All right, let's go to the Bears at the Seahawks. The Bears are 30th against fantasy QBs, 20th versus the running back, 30th versus 8th versus the tight end. Seahawks 14th versus the QB, 27th versus the running back, 11th versus receiver, 26th versus the tight end. I have the Seahawks favored by 4 in this matchup. I don't know how up-to-date that is, but in this particular matchup, we talked about earlier the weather. I just wanted to bring it up again. Cold weather today. We talked about the Seahawks. We talked about David Montgomery. Seahawks 27th against fantasy running backs. Who do you like in this game? And who? Give me some fantasy guys.
I like David Montgomery. They're gonna have to run the ball. If it goes by what they're saying, it should be snowing in a couple of hours from 9 a.m. now to 4 p.m. So you have to run the ball. Russell Wilson, I think he's going to have a good game. Hey, why not show out when you leave the team this year for your next job? you know? So I think Russell Wilson have a good game. Montgomery, we have a good game. And if I'm Darnell Mooney, I would try to have a good game because you may be the number one receiver next year. We don't know what's going to happen with Adam Robinson. So I'm going to watch this game. It ain't big for record-wise, but I love cold weather games and sloppy football.
Yeah, indeed. Depends on who this Seahawks line up at the running back position. Could it be Rashad Penny to have a good, decent day as well? Like you said, Darnell Mooney, forget next year. He is the number one receiver in Chicago right now. You know, Allen Robinson, I'm just the offseason for him. Justin Fields and Darnell Mooney have that good connection, which I think is going to continue going forward. So I think you're right. Pretty decent day. Again, it's going to be one of those cold games. Hopefully it's snowing, so we'll see if one of those speedster guys gets that momentum going. Watch out, they're going to be gone real quick. Another good matchup in the AFC, the Steelers fighting for their playoff lives go to KC. Again, we talked about the weather being a little windy there today. KC favored by 8.5 in this matchup. Steelers are 10th versus the fantasy QBs, 26th versus the running back, 18th versus receiver, 7th versus that tight end. On KC's side, they are 26th versus the quarterback, 16th versus the running back, 13th versus receiver, 20th versus that tight end. Give me who you like, which I will definitely take the Chiefs in this matchup. Give me who you like and some fancy guys to look out for.
Definitely like the Chiefs. They've actually, I think they've solidified themselves as the favorite in the AFC. Everybody doubted them at the beginning. I don't know why anybody would doubt them. I know the defense wasn't playing well, but you still got a great offense. I don't know if Hill playing, because Kelsey's questionable.
Yeah, I didn't see in the injury report. I looked, double check. I didn't see his name.
I think I read earlier that he came off the list and that he's gonna play. So
yeah, I didn't see him.
Any Kansas City person on offensively, you start. Now you gotta still start Najee Harris, of course. Deontay Johnson is the main receiver, but this is a big game for the Steelers. They're a half a game ahead of Cincinnati and the Ravens, which we just talked about. So they must win, because one of them teams are gonna win and they're gonna push you down in the pecking order and the wild card playoff. So the Steelers have to win.
Yeah, because again, like you just mentioned, the Bengals and the Ravens are playing each other, so one of them going to win.
One of them going to 9-6. You do not want to go to 7-7-1.
Right. So one of them's winning, and so you got to keep up. Not even just in your division, but in the playoff race in general. There are so many teams in the AFC.
You got Miami behind you, Denver behind you. Oh my God!
The first one you mentioned was Miami. I love it. All right.
I mean, they're 7-7.
I know. Hey. Yo, but in real talk, the Chiefs, man, like you said, really have stepped up. I think that's really solidified themselves as the number one team in the AFC. I totally agree with you. Getting hot when it matters, that's what matters in the playoffs. Just like your fantasy team, if you're hot when it matters, that's literally all that matters.
That's all that matters.
Especially even if you've had a long season and even you went 12-1 and, you know, you got a hot team coming in, you never know what might happen.
Hey, Flanders, the cheapest ticket for this game, $190.
Ooh.
Cheapest ticket.
Ooh-wee. All right. That's what I'm talking about. $190. We should look and see who's got the most today. We have a contest. All right. So in the next matchup, we got the Broncos at the Raiders. That's no weather matters. This isn't a dome. Broncos defense, they are third against fantasy QBs, 11th versus the running back, 9th versus receiver, and 2nd to tight ends. Raiders, 22nd versus QB, 30th versus the running back, 5th versus receiver, and 31st versus the tight end. Fred, give me some guys you like in this matchup, and who do you like overall to win it?
It's a tough one because it's same thing with the Ravens and Bengals. You have the Broncos and Raiders both at 7-7. I'm gonna take the Raiders, man. I think they need they're at home. They have to play good. Josh Jacobs. What the hell's his name?
Anyway,
running back Jacobs from Las Vegas.
Yeah, you're right, Josh Jacobs. You're right.
He needs to have a game, man. he has not had a big game all season. I like that Hunter Renfrow stepped up, and he's actually closing in 100 receptions this year and 1,000 yards. So that's pretty cool. I think them two need to have a big game. It's closely stick with David Carr. I actually went on my team and took up my tight end who was and put in Noah Fant because they're starting Drew Lock, and they had a good connection before. So I was like, hey, I need a tight end. My man is down, Hockenson. So I'm starting Fant today. Hopefully he pulls off something good, and I'm going to take the Raiders, though.
Well, good point on the Lock combo, I guess, if you will, because and added to that, the Raiders 31st against fantasy tight ends. So not a bad play for Fant today at all. Again, Raiders are kind of helter-skelter too, though. You know, we've seen really good, brilliant games from them. We've seen, really bad games from them. It kind of ebbs and flows, though, with Derek Carr, I feel like. Derek Carr sometimes has good games, and sometimes he doesn't. This is going to be a tough one for him against a very lauded defense. Again, their offense may put the Raiders in decent positions as far as scoring, so you may see Drew Lock make mistakes, in other words, and put the Raiders in good field position to get points on. But I'm not real sold on the Raiders. And again, their defense kind of up and down. I don't see a lot from Lock today. Look, they are fifth, surprisingly, as far as bad as their defense is, they are fifth against fantasy receivers today. So, I don't think you'll see much out of the receivers, but I think, again, bring it up, good play for Fan. I think
football gods, please, Noah Fant.
I think that's a good one. I think it's a good one. I don't think you're wrong for that one. All right, let's go to the Sunday Nighter, which I think is the old rivalry game, the FT football team against the Cowboys. I just want to say Redskins and Cowboys because that's just how it makes it, what it feels, makes it feel nostalgic. The FT is 32nd, which, by the way, I just thought about that. When they do their retro helmets, will they ever bring the Redskin helmet out? Since it was not supposed to be cool anymore? I don't know. Anyway, all right. The Redskins are football team, 31st, dead last against fantasy QB. So Dak Prescott, great play this week. 13th versus the running backs, 28th versus receiver, 12th versus the tight end. The Cowboys, great defense this year, 6th versus the quarterback, 5th versus running back, 25th versus the receiver, and 14th versus the tight end. Cowboys favored by 10. Who you like in the game? And give me some fantasy guys.
I like the Cowboys. I really wish I could pick Washington, but I can't. I like the Cowboys. Washington was supposed to be so much better this year, man. I guess you got to start Prescott, obviously. Anybody on the Dallas Cowboys, I don't like Washington that much. Prescott, Elliott, and I think CeeDee Lamb are the top three you have to start. For Washington, I mean, I guess he would start Heinicke. Maybe Antonio Gibson. This game, it really doesn't interest me at all. I think Dallas is going to win. I think Washington just set me up this year and left a bad taste in my mouth. Spoke so highly of them. They're just disappointing.
Yeah, that was one of the teams we talked about in the offseason that we thought
they had a good number one receiver, good running back. They supposed to have an amazing defense. It's just disappointing.
Well, I mean, look, and to be fair to them, too, you had Fitzy go down, and then, here you have Taylor Heinicke. Mm-hmm. He's a poor man's Ryan Fitzpatrick. I mean, he does okay. And again, I think the biggest disappointment, though, as far as FT is concerned, what's the defense? Look how much we talked about them being, even prior to the draft, being a top defense to grab in fantasy. They were going to be doing this and that. Chase Young, he gets hurt. So then the season just kind of went to hell. But even prior to him getting hurt, they weren't doing well. In fact, they actually played a little better when he left, which was surprising. But again, putting back to the fantasy perspective, like Dak Prescott a lot today against that defense. Antonio Gibson, I don't like today. Cowboys fifth against fantasy QBs. Plus, he's coming in hobbled with his toe injury. So I'm not real big on him today. Really nothing on the FT side. I do agree. I like the Cowboys big. Like the line says, I think they do cover. And this is going to be an offensive show for the Cowboys.
Watch for Amari Cooper, sneaky Amari Cooper, because the other day on a sports show, he was like, we're not as explosive as we should be. We should be throwing the ball more and be explosive. So let's see if it comes to fruition today.
Hey, you know what? Sometimes when you call for the ball, it gets kind of like a put up or shut up moment for you. All right, let's get to the Monday Nighter. The America's team, the Miami Dolphins, go to New Orleans. This is going to be a big matchup for Miami anyway. Because can they continue this streak, make it to 7 in a row? They'll be going to New Orleans against a COVID plague team.
Boy.
No Taysom Hill, no Trevor Siemian, no Jameis Winston. You're down to whomever the hell it is. I don't even care. It doesn't matter.
Who is starting with the Saints?
Rough guy. I don't know. What, here, I'm going to run this off. You see if we can find out. The New Orleans defense, they are 9th versus fantasy QBs, 2nd versus fantasy running backs, 23rd versus receivers, 9th versus the tight end. Miami's the 11th versus quarterbacks, 7th versus fantasy running backs, 26th versus tight end, receiver, and 21st versus tight end. All right, who do you like in this matchup? In fact, New Orleans was favored by 3, which really surprised me. But I obviously like America's team to pull the upset. Who do you like in this matchup? And give me some fantasy guys to watch out for.
Well, we got to pick Miami, man. Listen, they're both playing for something. They're both 7-7. Miami wants to win, needs to win, but so do the Saints. I mean, the Eagles and them are right there with each other, and they're playing at home. They might want to follow the New England book of run, 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 run. They're starting Ian Book, rookie third-string quarterback. So Kamara, even though it's not a great matchup because Miami got good defense, he's going to need a lot of touches. So I don't like Tua. I never start Tua. I would start – is Waddle back?
Waddle is back. Yep. He's
I definitely start Waddle. Gaskin should be good. I still start Kamara and definitely Miami's defense. You can't go wrong against a third string rookie quarterback.
So you still start Kamara. We had this conversation during the week. I mean, I gave it to you, gave you the big speech that
I have to. He needs at least 25 rushing attempts with at least 10 receptions. He needs all of it.
For your fantasy hopes? Or
No. He's not even on my team. I'm saying for anybody. The only way they have any chance to even come remotely close to winning this game, Alvin Kamara needs to touch the ball plenty of times.
Well, that I will agree with. I do see that point because, this Miami defense, they're already blitz happy as it is. You know, here you go with – I'm sorry. Who was it again?
Ian Book.
I mean, who? I mean, you're going to see Miami rum rup shot all up in their situation. So
I agree. Hey, like I said, Sean Payton should say, hey, Belichick, how many times did Mac Jones throw that ball? Three times?
Exactly.
Yeah, we're running the ball.
Yeah, they're coming after him today. I like. Again, we'll talk about it. Anyway, let's go Dolphins Monday night. Can't wait for that. Let's see, keep the streak alive. All right, don't forget, we're about to close it out. Don't forget, coming up next, we got the Bears pregame show with Coach Steve, and then we got 4th and 4 after that, the rough cut after that, and Dan Metered at the end. Appreciate you all. Merry Christmas, and we are out.
We're getting ready for the new year. Let's go.
Whoop, 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 whoop. I'm looking for the Christmas video. I had it a second ago. That's how I wanted to close out the show with Christmas music. Here we go.
The moon close is it out. The feeling's right.
The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.